Radio with Justin Aykroyd and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
We welcome you back. Hour two, the Zone on the Road, the Razorback road trip continues. We will be looking live in Hilton Coliseum tomorrow night alongside Brett Musburger. That'll be fun. Fran Priscilla. We
don't think I've ever heard him do a game, college basketball game. I've heard Brent.
I have never heard Brent do a game either. I want to get inside his big roomy jacket and say hello. How do you do, Brett Musburger?
It was a story early on in the season of college football fans crying out for Brent Musburger rather than Chris Fowler. Which I don't mind Chris Fowler, but there is nobody like Brent
Musburger. I like Fowles.
I like him.
I call him Fowles because we're so tight.
Well, I respect him and what he does.
Matty T, back in the Fury Electric studio, who do you prefer?
Oh, God, they're both so great. I'm partial to, what's his name? Brent Musburger. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
You know what's great?
Good answer.
I like my Musburger with bacon, just like my Hoiberger.
I don't think you'll tell
him
that.
Is that like a zombie
face.
Burger y'all had yesterday?
We're going to have one today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is this whole zombie burger deal anyways?
It's a restaurant in Des Moines called Zombie Burger. It's just basically a creative nickname. And I think there are some Walking Dead people in there. So there's that.
I'll be damned. Pardon my language.
We'll be joined at 11:30 today by none other than Michael Felder of Bleacher Report. Visit with him about Braxton Miller maybe a little bit. That seems to be all the rage, the new exciting rumor going around. And here's the thing. If I'm Urban Meyer, all I'm doing right now is re-recruiting my two quarterbacks because I don't want Braxton Miller to leave because I don't know how JT Barrett's going to come back from this devastating leg injury. He may not even be ready. Who knows?
And he could not be the same.
Yeah, I'm not the same.
Yeah, the way he snapped that ankle.
Did you ever have a significant ankle injury?
No, I never got off the ground high enough or ran fast enough to
Well, I hate to tell you this, not to be a smart aleck about it. You've only got to get high enough off the floor to get on top of someone's foot, unfortunately.
Well, I know, but if you're falling from, let's just say, 5 feet down.
But those guys never get hurt. They never hurt their ankles.
They're too athletic, I guess. Like Michael Qualls is just too athletic.
I guess Michael Qualls' biggest concern is he doesn't bump his head in the rafters, I guess, is a bigger issue.
Yeah, I hope Hilton Coliseum's ceiling is high.
Oh, it's incredibly high. High as a kite, my friend. High as Scott Stapp. Speaking of, we have an update coming up in our entertainment report. Arkansas, Iowa State, tomorrow, 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN2 if you're not going to be at Hilton Coliseum. I mean, I will be, but if you're not. According to AthlonSports.com, it says, this has the potential to be the most entertaining game of the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Couldn't agree more. Two teams are averaging a combined 170 points per game. Both are in the top 25 in tempo, according to KenPom.com. After being on the NCAA fringe for a few years under Mike Anderson, Arkansas will look to pick up a key non-conference win, while Iowa State will look to come back from a 72-63 loss to Maryland on November 25th. They already did, idiot. Hmm. They beat Lamar like a hound dog yesterday. Is that politically incorrect? Anyway.
Yeah, well, the hound dog society is going to come after you, so you better watch it.
Whatever, rice. Rest.
Rest, ice,
compression,
elevation.
Elevation, I don't remember I. Anyway.
That was taught to a very, very, very smart man.
Who? Your AAU coach? What else did he teach you? Hey, speaking of basketball, last night, game ball. Special Wednesday midweek game ball to one Kevin Durant. The Durantula, or if you prefer, the Slim Reaper. Made his season debut last night, but he got knocked out by another very lean machine, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans. Caw-caw, caw-caw, or whatever a Pelican sounds like. Durant missed the first last 6 weeks with a fractured right foot, speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look rusty, it says, when he drove past Davis and his unibrow for a two-handed dunk or when he fired off any of his three-pointers. He had three of them. The 27 points scored by the reigning MVP in his comeback from a foot injury wasn't enough for Oklahoma City to overcome Tyreek Evans' relentless drives to the hoop, according to this report, or Davis's all-around dominance. I'm telling you, man, the unibrow, a star is born, my friend, a star is born.
Just a quick trivia question.
Yes.
Last Big 12 team?
Yes.
Arkansas defeated?
The last Big 12 team Arkansas defeated? Texas. Missouri. Oklahoma. This is a radio show. I'm going to need you to speak now. Yes? When was that?
It was in 2012, December the 4th, Oklahoma in Fayetteville, 81-78, ESPN2.
Is this on hogstats.com?
Yes.
Boy, I mean, you got to do an ad-lib for them, seriously.
I know, I do. I do love it.
It's cool.
Okay. So that was just part of the little backdrop about the SEC Big 12 Challenge, which has been proved to be pretty successful and fun for a lot of folks.
I go to the scorecards. I'm curious what people think. What do you want to do about Braxton Miller? Would you like to have him? Do you want to go to the Shreveport game, the Duck Commander Bowl? Do you want to go to Liberty Bowl again? Give me Liberty or give me death. Do you want to go to Birmingham for some godforsaken unknown reason? Let's hear it from the fans. 433-1037. You can also send us Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. You can send us a tweet if you prefer, at Matt Travis, at Pat Bradley 22, at Justin Acree 7, and you can email us. It's old fashioned. The Zone at 1037thebuzz.com. What's up, Del?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, as far as the ball games, I really don't care. I'm just happy that we're going back to a bowl.
Great point.
You know, our program's starting to make their way up. Braxton Miller. Yeah, he may be a good athlete, good quarterback, but in my own opinion, I think he's broken goods. I mean, he tore his shoulder up. That's what kept him out this year. I mean, he threw a simple 20-yard pass and blew his shoulder out. So what's going to happen if he does come to Arkansas and play against the SEC defense and gets knocked down to the ground the first few games, and then now we're back to square one? So... I would just wonder
what that would do to the psyche if he did, like you said, get hurt. I mean, what does that do to the psyche of Brandon Allen and some of the other guys?
There's something we haven't talked about, too, and Dell, I'm sure you thought of this, but what do you do if you're a quarterback like Ty Story and you've committed to Arkansas knowing what the quarterback situation is, and then Brett Bielema throws you a big old curve and says, oh, by the way.
I think he's going to redshirt next year anyway.
I think not.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
what about
Ty Story?
Yes, I think he's going to have a chance to start next year.
I mean, we got Peavy, too. I mean, I think we got a pretty good, lineup of quarterbacks already. I don't think we need them. I mean, and only for 1 year? I mean, what's 1 year going to do?
Well, it served them well with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can look at. And they're not the same player. I'm not putting Braxton Miller in Russell Wilson's.
I still don't think Michigan State scored on that play.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I think we'll be better off without him.
You didn't ask Bielema about that. You think we're better off without him? Okay, Del.
All right, I got one for no.
One for no, Braxton Miller. All right, buddy, appreciate it. If you want in on that, 433-1037. We'll get Michael Felder's thoughts on that. I just don't see it happening. If you're Urban Meyer, why would you possibly want either guy to leave? I mean, I think you're probably going to fight hard
no
to keep
question,
them both.
Yeah.
And Braxton Miller's taking a risk if he leaves too. I mean, you have to learn a new offense. And the other thing is, the other question that hasn't been asked in recent days, I'm sure Clint Stern will talk to us about it tomorrow.
Hashtag Stern Talk.
How long does the marriage between Jim Chaney and Brett Bielema, oh my God, you should see their kids, how long does their marriage last?
Oof.
And does it go beyond the season? I mean, we have seen, or we think at least, there are some philosophical differences that may preclude them from continuing in their mutual admiration.
It is odd, though. Didn't it seem like that at the beginning, though? When the two of them...
All I know is I saw an injured quarterback throw 10 passes in a row the other day. I cannot imagine that was part of the plan. And we all know the less he throws, the better off they are. But of course, that's usually because they're in the lead; they don't have to. So, I don't know. I'm just not. I'm not sold on that whole deal. I still, for the life of me, that is the most. And there have been many of them. There have been many, 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 many confounding things that happened with the offense this year, as far as play calling goes. I thought last year as well. The most confusing thing to me of anything I've ever seen in my entire life for play calling is an injured quarterback. You have over 3 minutes to go. You're only down by.
I'm with you on that.
One score. And you throw the ball 10 flipping times in a row.
Well, the more I think about it, yeah, throwing the ball like that when you get those two horses that can carry the ball for you.
And apparently fumble it, unfortunately.
Yeah, but then you got to just see what your backup guy can do.
I would think so.
Under scholarship, 2 years, he's a Division I athlete.
Yeah. Coach Bielema is speaking to the media right now. That's what we've been waiting on here, so that's why we've been a little bit off base. That and the fact that we stayed up till 2 in the morning. So, either way.
We're doing research.
You know what? Good point. Good research. Hey, look. Life's not going to live itself. It's got to be lived by us, my friend.
We were doing a little research and trying to figure out just how everything is going to fall into place.
I was
the bowl schedule we're going to put together.
I actually quit mid Golden Tee game last night. That's how tired I was. I'm like, I got to go home. I was so wiped out.
You did have a dart thrown at the back of your head, too.
Luckily, they weren't the steel tipped. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm definitely out on the Braxton Miller deal. Like I said, Pat, you said. What's it going to do to Brandon Allen? That's not showing him any respect or anything. I think he's going to have a much better year next year. Bringing him in just off his senior year, off a year he hadn't played, I don't think that's going to do the team any good. It just won't. as far as
I agree with you. I mean, a better situation is your quarterback has graduated, and you got two guys fighting for it, and then maybe you throw in a transfer in there to fight for the job. When it's really Brandon Allen's job right now.
Well, the thing is,
that's
if he can
trouble
make
in a locker room.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, Joe, is that if he can make half the improvement year to year that he made from last year to this year, he's going to be really good next year, I think.
Absolutely. I'm not down on him this year. I mean, he did a great job and showed a lot of guts leading the team back in the fourth quarter to give us a shot to win it until we put the ball on the ground. And you could tell on the drive, the previous drive, he threw the ball so high he couldn't get set up and make good plays. We were playing with one leg, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely a Brandon Allen guy, and I think he's going to do the job for us next year. What's your guys' thoughts on the Florida State dropping to fourth place in the polls? That's going to be tough, but I think that sets up good, though. I'd rather see them play Alabama first and get them completely out of the picture. I mean, it's time for them to lose. I'm not scared of them at all, but it's time for them to lose.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Would you rather they get smacked in the face this weekend by Georgia Tech and don't even make the playoff, or that they make it to the playoff, play Alabama, and get beat by 25?
Oh, I'd rather see them play Alabama. I mean, I'd rather see the SEC be able to show them, you know, after they beat Auburn last year, I'd rather see the SEC team come back, beat them, and, you know, if Georgia Tech beats them, that's, you know, I guess, if that gets them out of there, but you're going to have the Ohio State and Baylor deal going up to get in for last. So,
Joe, I'll
tell
you this.
I'd rather see them win.
Yeah,
and
I'll tell you this. If we were doing a show in Tallahassee today, it would be the easiest thing in the world. And as a host, I'd be going nuts, too. I mean,
Florida State's giving three right now to Georgia Tech.
Three's
fair?
All. Yeah, that's probably about right. That's how little they think of them in Vegas, though. That just shows you everything you need to know.
Yep. Where is Georgia Tech in the latest?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Georgia Tech in the latest poll, Pat, the latest, as I try to fill time and pull it up. Georgia Tech, Pat, is currently 11 at 10-2. They are 11th in the poll behind Mississippi State and Ole Miss. They're squeezed between.
So three on a neutral field?
Yeah. Well, that's 4-11. That's about right. A lot of times that probably I mean, if you had Ohio State, what's the line on Ohio State, Wisconsin? It's similar numbers, 5-13. I bet it's close. I bet it's like 3. Wisconsin's favorite slightly.
They're 3.
Because of the quarterback injury, and I'd probably be Ohio State by 3, 4, 5 if Barrett was playing. That's going to be a heck of a game. I think it would have been a good game anyway, but I think it's going to be a really good game now. I'm still not sold on picking Wisconsin, which seems like the obvious choice now. I'm not sure I'm going to pick them.
I'm not picking them.
You're not?
No. Well, and I don't think that even if they win.
Definitely picking them.
Even if they win, they're not going to be in the top 4.
Okay.
Even with a Florida State loss.
Oh-ho. The plot thickens. We'll see about that, Mr. Mann. What's up, Lee?
Hey, yeah. You know, one thing I could never understand about the whole thing is that I know they picked him by the body of work that the teams have done, but I'm still having problems dealing with if a team won the championship and they're number one and they are still undefeated. Because they did play some pretty good teams along the way. They really did, but they know how to win. And you can't take that away from them. You know, Miami probably could have beat just about any team. And then Boston College beat USC and some other teams that, you know, those are dangerous teams. They can beat you. They can rise up. And you know everybody's going to be giving Florida State their best game.
Mm-hmm.
And still, they went on undefeated.
Absolutely.
And I can't understand how they can fall down to number 4.
Well, the first thing is, the reason why I love sports is because the result is going to be played out. It's you're going to find out, actually, if Florida State keeps winning, guess what they're going to be? The national championship, undisputed.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, I like living in a world where...
Postmodern society?
Well, no, I like living
post-apocalyptic society?
Yeah, that too. In a world where I can get egg bake in the morning.
Living in a bubble. What do
you
like?
Do the radio show from
Frank Acres
Kitchen.
Just tell me, what do you like living in? I can't stand it. The suspense is killing me.
I like the eye test world. Okay. I like a place where you can say, you know what, they may not have lost, and you may have another team that has lost, but this team that's lost has played much more difficult teams.
Yeah.
And you can, because there are so many times that
that's
I look at it and I go, it is not fair.
That's
this
a hard
team
conversation.
Is better. They deserve it.
But you do get something for being the champion. I mean, that team might be somewhat of an exception in that situation there. I'm saying if you win the championship, you know, like that would be somewhat of your bonus. I mean, irregardless, if you play a cupcake schedule all the way through, I can understand that. But if you're going undefeated and you're playing some decent teams, I mean, you're playing some, you know, like Notre Dame. Notre Dame could beat anybody, really, on a given day. But and a lot of other teams that they played. Well, you know, they did.
I love touchdown Jesus. I love the gold helmets. Heck, I even
no, they did. Don't look at that USC game. That was an anomaly.
Can I say one other thing here?
Yes.
I think that the days of the pocket passing quarterback is numbered. I think
is what,
every
what?
Team
numbered?
Is going to have yes, because every team is going to have a quarterback who can put his head down and run.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
He's got to be able.
Peyton Manning. Ever heard of him?
He said that number, though. When those guys, those guys retire, baby.
Yeah, but things are changing. Peyton Manning is just an exception. I'm
Lee, let me tell you, it's all, just say one thing
it's
about
all cyclical
that.
About quarterbacks. I remember when I was in high school, Sports Illustrated had the front cover was Randall Cunningham, and it said
Superback.
Roboback.
I think it was Superback.
Bet you $50.
I definitely love to take 50 bones off you. You can pay for my zombie burger.
Woohoo! By your lunch, too, now? You want me to shine your shoes while I'm at it?
Do you think Auburn could have won the championship without the quarterback that they had?
Here's the thing you got to look at, Lee. Here's the thing you got to look at. In college, you can look at a guy like Cam Newton, and you can look at a guy like RG3. You can look at a guy who is – because it's a lower level of football, the they can take over a game. You will not, okay? If you're an NFL coach or an owner or a GM, you don't want your quarterback running against J.J. Watt on the end – or some of the – or Jadeveon Clown, or some of these absolute beasts, because they're going to tear his head off because they are just as talented on that level.
But, you know, a quarterback can get hurt standing straight up and down in the pocket.
I understand that, but I don't want my QB running against Patrick Willis and taking shots against him. That's just me.
I think Patrick Willis
is out. Well, he got to do like the guy for the Seahawks. You know the guy for the Seahawks?
Russell Wilson.
Yes, you got to be smart when you do that. I mean,
absolutely.
If you run back in the pocket and you stand up and look and nobody's open, I mean, you can't just keep standing there or run around. You know, take off, make something
else. No, hey, that's the why the future is guys like Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, guys who are big. Number one, they can put it on point where they need to, but if they have to, they can use their legs.
That's the future type cornerback.
I think Johnny Manziel is going to be the MVP next year.
You're doing drugs. We need to start drug testing around here.
Actually, now that you mention it. Hey, thanks for the call, my man. Appreciate
you. Just got frustrated and hung up with us.
I think that was his way of saying, screw you and the horse you rode in on. What's up, CW?
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Man, fantastic. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello,
I'm doing
babe.
Pretty good. I got a question. I honestly was disappointed like everybody about the Missouri game. I believe it falls squarely on Coach Bielema's shoulders. You know, when you win a ball game, you can do like Houston Nutt. You can stand in front of the microphone and say, hey, I called that play. But when you lose, you've also got to take responsibility. And I think in that deal last Saturday, he allowed Brandon Allen to put himself above the team by staying in the ball game. At some point, you got to be a coach and step up and say, you know what? You're hurt. I'm concerned about you, but I'm also concerned about all these other guys that are out here giving 100%.
Is that Bielema's fault or is that Allen's fault?
I put that on Bielema. He's got to be the coach. He's got to have the final say so. You know, and he allowed him to step it up and saying, you know what, we've got to go with somebody where we can accomplish what we're trying to do. You know, I admire your heart. I admire you want to stay in there. I admire the fact that you want to pull this out, but you're just right now, you're not to that level we need.
Here's my idea. If you don't have somebody that's ready to roll, here's the thing, and it doesn't even have to be an injury thing. I mean, it's not like he's playing so exemplary that you can't go, hey, dude, love you. You just don't have it today. We're going to try somebody else. I mean, you see it happen all the time with other quarterbacks.
Right.
We just don't have it today. We're going to try somebody else. But clearly, unless they were absolutely desperate and he could not get off the turf, they were not going to put Austin Allen in. And so it's really a twofold issue to me about Coach Bielema. I love Coach Bielema. I don't mean to knock him, but I'm just saying.
I do too. I love him.
If you don't have – you have two issues there. First of all, you didn't make the right decision probably about taking out your injured starter. The other issue is you clearly don't have confidence in your backup who's been there two
years.
That's more disturbing. You're not developing guys, and that's what you're known for is developing players.
But let me ask this question also. How much of that decision was made by the offensive line? Would it be easier to keep your starters in there blocking for a quarterback that they have blocked for all year? They know his rhythms. They know everything that he does. even though he's hurt, would it be easier to keep him in there and keep them in a level of, you know, confidence as to put them in with a new quarterback? Now they've got some uncertainty. They don't. Yeah. They're not used to his rhythm.
Which
you know,
you
they
argue?
Don't know what he's going to do in a certain situation. They kind of know what Allen's going to do when.
All right. So, do you wanted him in or out?
Well, I would like to see him come out, but okay. I'm just asking.
CW, you're arguing against yourself now. You want to be one of us?
I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate here because
I
think there's two issues.
I love it.
Who's winning?
I think there's two issues. I think Bielema was faced with a choice. Do I put in a quarterback I think is going to be a little bit healthier, or do I, you know, put myself behind the eight ball with a new quarterback and an offensive line that's not used to? I mean, I'm saying I understand what he was going through, and I think what he said at the end of the ball game, he thought that gave them the best chance to win.
Okay.
I wonder, reflecting now, though, watching the game tape, what he would say.
I'm sure he's going to get asked about it today on the press conference, and we will play that audio when we get it. CW, I appreciate it. We got to run. Thank you. Jason the Rock, Mike in North Little Rock. Hang on. We'll get to you guys out of the timeout. I'd like to dedicate this next song, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through Justin's Jukebox. This is to our friends at Florida State. As you trickle down the playoff rankings, you're, my friends.
You got a jukebox?
Free falling. Yeah, in the basement. It's next to my box of old underwear. This segment's brought to you in part by our friends at CellularDataSolutions.com. Our buddy Chuck over there does a great job. And, you know, we take the show on the road a lot. I mean, we're doing the show from my father's kitchen table. Really, my stepmom's kitchen table. Frank gets to leave.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy. She does all the cooking. She does all the cleaning.
She does all the tree.
She does all the
decorating.
Tree trimming, my friend.
Decorating.
But all I know is this. We go on the road, and we can do the show from just about anywhere. We did a show from the moon last week, and you didn't even realize. It's amazing. Hey, look him up on the web, CellularDataSolutions.com.
It's not made out of cheese, by the way. I found that out.
What?
The moon.
Cradle point? Chuck has mobile data solutions for all types of applications, like primary and backup internet service for business-critical applications, cellular video security. I see you. And in-vehicle solutions for first responders, service companies, and contractors. There's a million ways to use it. That's what's cool, too. You know, we have not used the Wi-Fi hotspot box for in the car, but it's got a car hookup.
You've been telling me that we've been using that for a long time.
Yeah. You know what? We should do that, though. It's stupid. I don't know why we don't.
From the road?
Yeah, you could have been doing Wi-Fi the whole way up here. Think of all the work you could have got done instead of just looking at the back of your eyeballs. Call Chuck, 501-690-1129. I don't need Wi-Fi for this. Cellular Data Solutions, online at CellularDataSolutions.com. Michael Felder in the zone coming up after the break. Oh, Jameis. Oh, Jimbo. Free falling. So sorry. So sorry.
Girls are home with broken hearts.